And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 5th of August, 2016. 1850, on this day, on Monument Mountain near Stockbridge, Massachusetts, Herman Melville and Nathaniel Hawthorne met. There was a picnic. They had invited friends, and they became friends. For a year and a half, the two authors lived about 6 miles apart during the most productive time in their writing lives. Melville was working on Moby Dick, and Hawthorne was working on The Scarlet Letter and The House of the Seven Gables. It's the birthday of Wendell Berry, born near Port Royal in Henry County, Kentucky, 1934. His family had farmed tobacco in that county for at least 5 generations. He went off to the University of Kentucky, then to Stanford, studied creative writing there. He moved off to New York. He said he missed the work of the farm, but he thought he was beginning some kind of academic career that would carry him someplace. And then he was offered a teaching job at the University of Kentucky, and he accepted it. He went back. His first novel, Nathan Coulter, set in Port William, a fictional version of Port Royal. And a few years later, he became the 6th generation to farm in Henry County. He bought a farm called Lane's Landing, raising sheep and growing hay and corn. 1973, he began corresponding with poet Gary Snyder out in California. Over more than 40 years, they've exchanged about 250 letters, writing about religion and farming and philosophy, letters collected in a book called Distant Neighbors, Wendell Berry's most recent book, a collection of essays, Our Only World. It's the birthday of Guy de Maupassant, born in Normandy, 1850, one of the great short story writers, an apprentice of Gustave Flaubert. He published his first stories a few weeks before Flaubert's death, and in just 10 years, between 1880 and 1890, he wrote most of the work for which he is remembered today, 5 novels and 300 stories. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Koch, Passing Time in Skansen. I went dancing in Stockholm at a public dancing place, out of doors. It was a beautiful summer evening, summer as it could only come in Sweden in 1950. You had to be young to go there, or maybe you could be old, but I didn't even see old people then. Humanity was divided into male and female, American and other, students and non-students, etc. The only thing that I could say in Swedish was Jag talar endast svenska, which meant I speak only Swedish, whereas I thought it meant I don't speak Swedish. So the young ladies, delighted, talked to me very fast, at which I smiled and understood nothing, though sometimes I would repeat Jag talar endast svenska. The evening ended, my part of it did, when they started to do folk dances. I didn't even know how to look at them, though I tried to for a while. It was still light out, though it was after 11 p.m., I got on some kind of streetcar that eventually stopped near my hotel. A poem by Kenneth Koch, Passing Time in Skansen, from the collected poems of Kenneth Koch, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.